The next patient is Chelandra Wilson. The first name, S-H-E-L-A-N-D-R-A. First name, the last name is Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N. This is the clinical case of a 56-year-old African-American female that is in jail at the Okeechobee facility. Okeechobee, O-K-E-E-C-H-O-B-E-E facility. The patient is referred to the office with a long-standing history of diabetes mellitus accompanied by a hypertension and deterioration of the kidney function that has been known for a lengthy period of time. Apparently, this patient has been in the facility for over 5 months, has lost significant amount of weight, and has been treated for the hypertension with the administration of Vitasem 180 milligrams POVID, and Hydralazine 25 milligrams POTID. The blood pressure has been out of control, despite of the administration of the medication, and since chronic kidney disease could potentially deteriorate without attention, that the patient was referred to the office. In the laboratory workup that was done on December the 9th of 2023, the patient has a hemoglobin of 11.4, white blood cell count of 8.4, a platelet count of 384 normal differential, has a creatinine of 2.64, a BUN35, a fasting blood sugar of 114, estimated EFR of 21, with a potassium of 5.5, chloride of 108, CO2 19, and calcium 8.9. Unfortunately, we don't have a urinalysis, we don't have a determination of protein creatinine in the urine or macroalbumin creatinine in the urine. Those are very important in order for us to make the correction and the recommendations that the patient needs. We are going to order the basic laboratory workup in order to be able to complete the assessment. Number two, for the arterial hypertension, we are going to add the administration of benazepril with amlodipine, 5-20, one tablet POQ, 12 hours. And in view of the presence of hyperkalemia, we are going to add furosemide, a 40 milligrams every day, then we're going to make the recommendation of trying to give the patient a low potassium diet. The patient was advised to decrease the salt intake and decrease the volume intake, given the fact that the patient has a significant peripheral edema, 2/4. Period. I neglected to mention that this patient used to be 500 pounds. At the present time, the patient has been losing weight. The current weight is 252 pounds. Number two, the following number. For the diabetes mellitus, we are going to increase the administration of the glipizide to 5 milligrams in the morning and continue with 2.5 in the afternoon. Monitor the blood sugar. Following number, the patient has anemia of CKD that we have to follow. We are going to reevaluate the case after the laboratory workup. The instructions were written in a piece of paper, and was sent with a jail officer with the laboratory request as well as the new appointment. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. We'll keep you posted of the progress, and We make the necessary adjustments once we get the laboratory results.